And we have a fellow, one of the luckiest guys I know, on the telephone right now, Stefan Soley. And Stefan is, I believe you're in Taos, New Mexico right now, aren't you, Stefan?
Right. I live with my daughter and her mother.
Right in Taos?
Yeah, up here in Taos, New Mexico.
And you have a dog named Charlie.
I sure do. Charlie Chad, the super dog.
And you decided not too long ago to take a little trip down to New Orleans for Mardi Gras. Tell the folks a little bit about what happened.
Well, like you said, I was going to get out of Taos, up a little mountain town for a little while, go visit some friends down in New Orleans at Mardi Gras and go do some recordings and play some shows and stuff. We play a lot of music. And, well, I was gone for about 2 weeks, and then I get a call from my partner here, and she tells me that Charlie went missing 10 days ago. And, you know, I didn't think of much of it at the time because Charlie's developed this skill over the years where he always stops cars and hops in, and because he knows he can find us that way.
And wait a minute. Well, he stops cars and gets in because he knows he can find you?
Yeah, well, because he knows he's cute, and he knows that people will stop the car if he stops in front of them. And when this is a game he plays. People will open their car door and approach him, and then he runs and hops in their car.
And then how does he find you that way?
Well, either the tag that he's wearing around his neck, or he has a chip in him.
Uh-huh.
And
Charlie's
which did help him locate us, but the coincidence is that he somehow ended up about 20 blocks from where I was staying, 1,200 miles away from where he disappeared, because he met these people randomly in New Mexico who were visiting the town that I live, who are from New Orleans, and they loved Charlie so much, they picked him up off the road, and they took him to a vet, and they happened to bring him to a vet that didn't have a microchip scanner, and he didn't have a tank, so they figured, hey, we love this dog, let's just keep this dog. And they actually decided to rent a car instead of fly back so they could take him back to New Orleans with them.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, and it even gets more amazing. I couldn't make this up. They actually named him Charlie, okay?
They named your dog Charlie.
They named my dog Charlie. And we've had this dog for 6 years or more. He's actually... My partner had the dog before we were even together and had our child. It's been her service animal for years and years, you know? And that's why also it's very interesting that he would come and find me.
Well, I don't know that he picked the right car, I guess. He ended up in New Orleans, just where you happen to be, and 20 blocks, do you say 20 blocks away or something?
Yeah, he was just up the road, you know? I can't even explain the feeling, you know? I walk down there and get him out of the pound or the vet, and he's jumping up, kissing me, making sounds I've never heard him make before, and I can't even believe my eyes, you know, that he's there. I mean, the day after he showed up, like, you might have saw in the papers and stuff, like, it was the dog parade. It was like he came there just in time for the biggest dog party in America.
He wanted to go to the Mardi Gras, too.
Yeah, well, he knows the place. He's been down there because we've lived there on and off for years.
That is some story. Your dog hitches a ride with some people who name him Charlie, even though his name is Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
And they end up being right close to you, and they brought him to the vet after 10 days of, you know, so lucky that they loved that dog, and yet they did want to find you if you were around.
I didn't get to meet the people, but they must have been really cool, you know. I mean, really grateful that they took care of him and did everything they did for him. I mean, it blows my mind so much, like, still, like, to right now, you know. I can't explain it. All I can say is that I was having kind of a rough time. Like, the things I planned didn't really go as smoothly as I had hoped.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as Charlie showed up in New Orleans, everything did a complete 180, and everything was just 100% amazing.
Isn't that a dog's job? Really?
Buck, you're so right. Stefan, this is Anne. Hi, I have a question. You mentioned that Charlie is a service dog. Tell us about that.
Well, my partner, she adopted the dog and taken him on as a companion dog, and he actually is a certified service animal, and he flies on airplanes. I actually flew back here to New Mexico with him on the plane, like we always done. We take him out of the country a couple times, and he always just sits right there at our feet. He's really, really well-trained, obedient dog. I can't even tell you. He jumps through hoops. He does all kinds of tricks. And to tell you the truth, we minimally trained him these things. It's more like he understood, you know?
What, can you describe Charlie to us?
Charlie is, he's 100% white, except for like a few little tan specks on his ear, on his right ear. And at first glance, he really looks like a pit bull. And if you look at him closely, you'll realize he is a mix. And he's just basically pit lab, little unicorn, little snow bunny.
And he's got a great couple of masters, and you got a pretty darn good dog.
Yeah, he's amazing. I'm so grateful for that dog.
Stefan, we want to thank you so much for sharing that story with us. It's a great story, and as I said, you're a lucky guy, and let's hope that Charlie keeps picking the right cars.
That's for sure. Thanks a lot for having me.
Yes. We hope we don't have to talk to you again with another lost, that he gets lost again.
Yeah, let's hope not. Let's hope I don't lose any more dogs.
Thanks, Stefan.
Thank you very much.